3. Changing plans.
Useful sentences. 1. I have to postpone our appointment.
2. I'm calling to know if it would be at all possible to cancel our reservation.
3. How much notice of cancellation is necessary to get my deposit back?
4. Is it too late to cancel our plans?
5. I'm afraid there's been a change in today's program.
6. I've made some changes in my plan.
7. Something urgent has come up.
8. I just got word that your appointment with our manager will have to be put off.
9. I'm very sorry that I won't be able to keep my appointment with you on Sunday.
10. In that case, you won't stay longer than 5 days?
11. Shall I book the plane ticket for your return?
12. I was informed this morning that I was to fly to London this evening on urgent business.
13. Could we postpone our meeting to sometime early next week? Fashion conversation.
Conversation 1.
My name is Liu Liang, and I'm calling to cancel my plane ticket.
When was your reservation?
It's 3 o'clock p.m. today.
Would you like me to reschedule you for another time?
No, thank you.
Conversation 2. Hello, my name is Joe Smith, and we have a reservation for a party tonight.
Yes, what can I do for you?
I need to cancel that. We've had a last-minute change of plans.
I see. Would you like me to reschedule for another night?
Okay, we will let you know as early as possible. By the way, will we be able to get a refund on this cancellation?
Certainly.
Thank you very much.
That's all right. I hope we can help you at some other time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Conversation 3. Good morning, Mr. Ford. I'm afraid there's been a change in today's program. I just got word that your appointment with Mr. Barton, the general manager of Oriental Textile Company Limited, will have to be put off.
But why?
Mr. Barton called just now to say that he had to fly to Hong Kong on urgent business today.
Okay, I see.
Mr. Barton is sending his apologies and asked me to find out if the day after tomorrow would be all right with you.
Yes, that will be just as good.
Then shall we make it 9 o'clock the day after tomorrow morning?
All right, then I can do some shopping today before going back to my country.
Conversation 4. You've changed the schedule again. I really want to meet with you, Mr. Smith. I just need some time to sort out my schedule.
Well, I know you're pretty busy these days, but we've got to work fast on this. Otherwise, we'll lose the market.
I realize that. We don't have any time to waste. I can put you down for 10 o'clock. Could you come to my office this time?
Let me see. That's no problem. I'll see you then.
Conversation 5. Good morning, Fairyland Limited.
Hello, this is Miller. I'm calling about my appointment with Mr. Yang for this afternoon. Something has just come up. I'm afraid the appointment will have to be rescheduled. I'm very sorry about the change.
That is all right. Maybe we can make another arrangement.
You were very kind to say so. Thank you. Do you think tomorrow morning would suit him?
I'm afraid there is a bit of a problem. In fact, he has booked up the whole week except tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon? When do you think I can come and see him tomorrow afternoon?
Please let me check. Tomorrow afternoon. Yes, he'll be free from 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Do you think that is convenient for you?
Yes, that's quite all right for me. Can we change it?
All right, let's change it. Tomorrow afternoon at 2. I'm going to schedule it for that time and inform Mr. Yang about the change.
Thank you very much. See you tomorrow afternoon.
See you.
Rattling off.
Cease to struggle and you cease to live. Thomas Carlyle.
The childhood shows the man as morning shows the day.
John Milton.
To travel hopefully is better than to arrive. R.L. Stevenson.